Nathan Popple, and I'm an agronomy service representative covering the western two-thirds of North Dakota and northeast Montana for Syngenta.
So let's start off with this year in general. Wow, what a harvest season it's been and a growing season. How are things looking in your side of the state in North Dakota?
It feels like 2019 is just the year that just won't go away. There's a lot of guys, there's still wheat standing in the field in a lot of areas. Of course, it's so wet everywhere. I think that's the part that's most hard to understand for us, is that we're not used to seeing the entire, basically the entire state having so much water issues. And I think that's been what's really different about this year, is all the water issues. A lot of muddy fields. I was talking to a guy a couple weeks ago who said they were getting combines stuck because they were actually driving through the field harvesting corn, and you couldn't tell how deep the water was, and it had actually frozen over, and so they would get themselves over the top of ice and then break through. And so it's kind of a bad deal with that. Obviously, all the water makes harvest extremely difficult, but these guys are innovative and really smart, and they're good at doing what they need to do. And just seeing as much as everybody's pulled off in the last week has been really impressive.
Well, and I wonder, you talk about the wet conditions. I think of some of the things we saw out in the field due to some of those wet conditions. White mold was one of them up in North Dakota. What was the general consensus on the outbreak of white mold?
So one thing to remember about white mold is you're exactly right there, that white mold likes water, and it's always going to be more prevalent in a wetter year. I always tell guys, too, the biggest problem with white mold is that it tends to be, you'll be looking at a 75 to 80 bushel soybean crop, and then it'll get hit with white mold. Just because you're getting that right moisture, you're getting all the moisture that you want to get a really good crop, and then all of a sudden that white mold starts to grow and can just decimate your yield. And it's really disheartening when that happens. The good thing for those growers as well, though, is that they're fields that are rotated away from crops that are susceptible to white mold. You will have some reduction, because you would have had sclerotia bodies grow in this wet weather and then not have anything to feed on, and then they would die. So rotation this year would have done a lot of good. Sometimes rotation doesn't do a good job if you've got a drier year where those sclerotia bodies don't germinate. Rotation doesn't do you as much good as you'd like, but it's still always a helpful tool to use in the whole thing, is trying to make sure that you're rotating away from crops that are susceptible to sclerotia. And some are more and less susceptible as well, but trying to make sure that you're getting a corn or a wheat or a barley or something along those lines in between there is going to be extremely helpful. The other thing with all that moisture and extremely high moisture, we saw even, varieties that we expected to be fairly tolerant to white mold get hit pretty hard with white mold. And it really just comes down to the fact that we had so much moisture and so much of that canopy growth late season that we had just a huge amount of white mold out there. And that pressure just took down both relatively tolerant varieties, as well as took down a lot of fungicides. And I saw a lot of areas where it didn't really matter how much fungicide or which fungicide you used. You still got hit fairly hard, at least in areas with fungicide. The saving grace for those guys is that, yeah, you probably weren't as bad off as you may have been if you hadn't sprayed the fungicide, but it's still hard to see. I sprayed for it, I still got the disease, but that's just kind of how diseases work, is if we have really high pressure, none of our fungicides can really, really stop that.
So how do farmers prepare for next year? There's talk of the wet conditions kind of carrying over.
So first thing I would do is make sure that any field that's had white mold, you want to document that field had white mold. Mark it in your field notes. Make sure you know, okay, I had white mold in this field. And make sure that those fields are the fields that either get corn or wheat next year, or at least something other than a soybean, dry bean, sunflower, canola, pea, lentil, any of those types of crops. Any of the crops that are susceptible to white mold, you don't want to put on that field. And you're going to want to put something that's not susceptible. Now, of course, I know the way the guys go too. Now, if these are the wet fields and next year they're going to be wet, those aren't going to be the fields that are going to be planted first. And usually wheat and corn are what gets planted first. And so that's going to be a little bit of, you know, you're just going to have to manage through that a little bit and think, okay, I may not be able to plant this when I'd like to, but for the sake of my white mold rotation, I really need to make sure I put a grass crop in this field.
That's a lot to think about, Nathan, in such a challenging year that's not quite over yet for farmers. But is there anything else you'd like to say positive as we look ahead? Anything else on this white mold discussion we haven't touched?
You know, I think looking forward, you know, I always think that having the moisture there is still a good thing, and having soil moisture is a good thing. We've seen a lot of years where we turn dry, and that soil moisture saved us. And so from a soil moisture perspective, we're sitting in a really good spot. And mm-hmm. I think that that's going to be important for a lot of growers. And so these crops that are high users of water, like corn, are going to be really good crops. Probably next year, I would foresee that we might have really good yield potential next year just because of the amount of subsoil moisture we've got, even if we don't get a lot of rain next year. So I think that's definitely a positive to look forward from what we've seen this year. When it comes to the white mold, just remember that it's very important to manage your rotations, and it's very important, I think, to keep a document of where you've got those white mold fields. So you know that those are the fields that are susceptible, and those are the fields that you're going to want to pay a little closer attention to. Those are likely the fields that even if you don't expect a high level of pressure in the next year, you're going to want to use a fungicide product on there. In years like that, that's where I like a product like Miravis Neo, because mm-hmm. that product gives you plant health benefits from our strobilurum in there, as well as the adapidin molecule that's in there. And it also gives you some white mold protection. And so it kind of gives you the best of both worlds. A lot of times guys will look at a field and go, well, I don't really know if I've got a white mold here. I don't know if I want to spray. Maybe I'll go with something for plant health. It's really nice that the Miravis Neo kind of gives you both of those worlds. And so I think that's a really good way to bet. And like I said, just try to manage that rotation and as always, do the best you can to manage that white mold out in the field.